The last steamboats docked here in 1868. In fact, some of them didn't make it out of town before the river suddenly changed course that August. You can still find hints of the bustling scene that can be found here, and part of that story has to do with one of the oldest buildings here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When this building was constructed in Forest City, Missouri, the Missouri River was just across the street.
We have no idea how old it is. We do know that in the 1820s, 30s, it was here, but we really don't know how old it is.
Peggy Ann Edwards shares the story from that very building on Commercial Street.
It was definitely a drugstore in the 1840s and 50s, and we think it was built quite a bit for that, and we don't know exactly what for, but it became a drugstore.
And Forest City in those days was a very important place along the river.
Definitely, it was, because it was the biggest trading point in this whole area, and it was the largest town next to St. Louis.
The river changed course in 1868. But in the years prior, they were loading many steamboats in Forest City.
Corn, hemp, wheat, all those types of things is what they had here that they loaded and sold for gold. They paid gold in cash.
Forest City had its own labor shortage in that day, and that brought one family to town with a specific purpose.
There was a France gentleman in St. Joe, and he sent word to his family member in Baltimore and said, come back, they need a drugstore in Forest City. And he came back, and that France family owned a drugstore here for over 90 years.
And the France family ran the drugstore in this old building where Peggy Ann and I did this interview. She says it is very similar to what she remembers as a child and what they know of the place well before then. This is no longer a drugstore, but another popular destination brought to life by townspeople that cared about the past and present of where they live. So what is it? The answer next time as we travel the countryside in Forest City, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.